When I was at a theme park, I ended up one of the longest lines they had. Yeah, it was the line for those little Grand Prix racing cars. All of us, I mean, all of those kids, wanted to get on that little racetrack and pretend that they were a race car driver. Oh, it's fun, but it's fantasy. Oh, there's an accelerator, but your speed's pretty much limited no matter how much you floor it. Oh, yeah, there's a steering wheel. You can turn it, but your turning is totally limited to the track they have your car on. Sure, you can hug that wheel, stomp that accelerator, but the sorry truth is this. You don't have control of that thing. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the illusion of control. For many of us, life is pretty much like driving one of those amusement park race cars. You hold onto the wheel tightly, trying to be in control, thinking we are in control, refusing to relinquish control. Newsflash, it's all an illusion. See, we're little masses of protoplasm on this little dirt ball called Earth, in a sea of billions of galaxies, but we still hang on tightly to our little steering wheel, shouting, "I'm in control!" Really? Until God allows one of those things into our life that shatter our illusion and expose the truth. And that might be what's happening in your life right now. Suddenly, there's something that is clearly beyond your control. It's out of your hands, and God is calling you to a moment of personal surrender. Not so you can lose, but so you can win. It was a moment like that for Joshua in our word for today from the Word of God. It's from Joshua 5, beginning at verse 13. This powerful general is facing a challenge that is far bigger than his resources to overcome it, the walled city of Jericho. And as he looks up at that seemingly impenetrable fortress, something happens that makes a victory possible, a surrender. The Bible says, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" Well, Joshua then hears from God an approach to the problem that he wouldn't have thought of in 1,000 years, marching around the walls for 7 days, shouting, blowing trumpets, and watching the walls fall down. Now, I believe that God is calling someone who's listening today to the same point General Joshua was at that night he was facing Jericho. Jehovah God has brought you face to face with something bigger than you are, so you could be face to face with him. So you would reach a point where you will fall face down before him and surrender all control. And there, in a confession of your total powerlessness, you will become more powerful than you've ever been as you get out of the way and God's power totally takes over. See, we're on the verge of a brand new year, and if you've been driving, it's time for the one who's been trying to control your life to surrender the wheel. And what a truly new year it will be. You're used to being the general in your universe, or at least you try to be. You've tried to get it done by controlling your family, or your ministry, your business, your future, your money, your life. But now it's time to release that wheel, to let God show you answers and approaches you could never think of to make it happen. And if you're afraid of giving up control, well, remember that amusement park race car. Because all you're giving up, really, is the illusion